Good to see you all. Hear now the word of God. Scripture is taken from John chapter 15, beginning at verse 9. John chapter 15, beginning at verse 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, and if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for servants knoweth not what his Lord doth. But I have called you friends. All things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. Whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Amen. I want to talk about love each other. Love each other. I was reading something not long ago. Quote by Will Rogers. And Will Rogers reportedly said that he never met a man that he didn't like. And I figured out he must not have met too many people. I met a whole lot of people that I didn't like and don't like. But the Bible never said that we had to like everybody. The Bible says that we ought to love one another. Liking is different than loving. Love is more than some warm, chummy feeling that we have. Love is not so much an emotion. Love is what we do. I read something related to Mother's Day, and I want to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day today. A little boy watched his mother and was watching his mother gently rub cold cream on her face. And he said, "Why are you rubbing cold cream on your face, Mommy?" She said, "To make myself beautiful." A few minutes later, she began removing the cold cream with a tissue. "What's the matter?" he asked. "Are you giving up?" Welcome on this Mother's Day. Those of you who have children know it's not easy being a mother, but you gotta love them anyhow. One mom says she's gonna try something different next summer with their dog and with their kids. Next summer, she says, she's sending the dog to camp and the kids to obedience school. It's not easy. Once you have children, you can't send them back. They're with you for life. You know, our moms love us. But the fact of the matter is, not all moms are good moms. On Mother's Day, we celebrate the good moms, and we act as if that every mom is a good mom, but that's not so. There are moms that are abusive. There are people here, I'm sure, I'm not asking you to stand up, but you know, that's not your story about this wonderful relationship with your mother. Some mothers are abusive, alcoholics, drug addicts, but whatever they are, there are moms. He brought us into this world. But the Bible calls us to love one another. I read this story also. It's another little cute story I read about this couple was moving from the East Coast to the West Coast, and they sent their stuff on a van, and they had two cars. They were driving the cars out West Coast, and they had a little boy, and so the wife was driving one car, and the father was driving the other car, and the little boy asked, you know, how will we keep from getting separated? And the dad said, well, you know, we'll drive slow. One car can follow the other. But what if we get separated? He said, well, then I guess we'll never see each other again, Dad joked. And the little boy said, then I'm riding with Mom. Smart fella. I'm sure if that was the case, Michael and Monique would say, yeah, I'm riding with Mom too. Our lesson today, this gospel, the gospel of John, this Mother's Day. It says, as my Father has loved me, I loved you. We first learn about love from our parents. What does love look like? We find out what love looks like from our moms and sometimes from our dads. Jesus says, just if I have received of my Father, I'll give it to you. And just as we receive from our moms and our parents, we give it to our kids as we've received it. And sometimes that's good. But look at somebody and say, there's no such thing as a perfect love. My mom said, I would have been an ideal mom, except I had to deal with my kids. There's no such thing as an ideal mom. Moms lose it every now and then. The Bible says we are to love one another. How many of you know love is hard? I mean, Jesus says, love one another. And I'm saying, but do you know who you're talking to me about? Do you know who I work with? Do you know these people that I have to? You mean, are you kidding me, Jesus? No. I didn't say you had to like them. I said you had to love them. Love is a commandment. Look at somebody and say, it's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. The Bible, Jesus says, love ye one another as I have loved you. He didn't say this, but he says, you know, you're not all that easy to love either. I mean, I'm just adding that. That's it's hidden. It's in the text. You just don't see it. Love one another. It's a commandment. Well, I read the story about from John Ortiz, who had a friend. He talked about his friend he grew up without a father. His mother was a difficult person. She married 5 times. None of the relationships lasted long. She had little time for her children. She gave them little encouragement. She was an abusive mother. And late in her life, the mother developed some degenerative muscular disease and gradually lost almost every physical capacity. You can imagine how difficult it was to take care of her. None of her other children would have anything to do with her. Neither would any of the men that she'd married, except this one son who took care of her. Oberg says, my friend decided to love her. She didn't deserve it, but he decided that he was going to love her. He took her into his home. He cared for her. He fed her. He combed her hair. He cleaned her up after she messed over herself. About all she could do was to cry and to mourn every single day. I don't know if that had been me, and I don't know you. I'm asking you to wonder, would you have been able to love her? She had abused you and said all kinds of things about you. Would you have been able to love her? The Bible doesn't suggest that you ought to love her. The Bible says, love her. When the mother died, 16 people came to the funeral. Not one of her ex-husbands came. None other of the siblings, only the one who was taking care of her. It's a terrible thing to die and your children won't come to your funeral. This one son who decided to love her in spite of herself said that at the funeral she loved Christmas, and at Christmas time when he was a boy, she gave him a little tape recorder, and they used to sing together at Christmas time, and they had recorded some of the Christmas carol, and at the funeral he played one of the songs that he treasured all of his life. No matter how bad a person may be, they do some good. Sometimes it's hard to find it. Sometimes it's hard to remember it. But if you look for it, you can see. I don't care how good you are, you're going to do some bad. And I don't care how bad you are, you can do some good. The Lord commands us to love one another. I'm not talking about puppy love. I'm not talking about that gaga love. Oh, she's fine. He's handsome. That's all good for a second. But it changes. Some of the prettiest people I ever met are some of the meanest people I ever met. I'm just saying. Sing a song out there in the world, you know. I see y'all whenever. I always love my mama. All y'all haven't been in church all your life, have you? Always. The Bible says we are commanded to love the unlovable. And while we celebrate Mother's Day and we celebrate the wonderful mothers who sacrificed so much for us and been a blessing to us, I would not dare get up here and say that every mother is like that, and yet and still we are still commanded to love them, because for some people Mother's Day is a painful experience as they remember yesterday. But yet and still the gospel is for you, and it is for me, and it's for those who had wonderful mothers, and it's for those of us. We learn from those mothers and look at somebody and say, sometimes you've got to break the cycle. You had an abusive mother, you've got to pray, Lord, I don't want to do that to my children. I want to break this cycle. I know you came looking for a wonderful non-pay, but I'm trying to keep it real. Love. The Bible says not only is a commandment to love one another, but we are also commanded to sacrifice. Love demands sacrifice. Amen? My mom is here and grew up in the projects of Bayonne, New Jersey. She worked every day and sacrificed for me. Always had food to eat. Always had a roof over my head. Always a clean apartment except for my room. Never been hungry. Always clean. Not because she had an oil well in the backyard. But love demands sacrifice. Every good parent sacrifices for their kids. And then some of our kids don't appreciate the sacrifice. I told you the story. I've told you several times, you know, about, you know, Mr. Bragg, who was at the funeral. I was doing this funeral, and I was down at the cemetery, and he saw me driving around my car, and he said, "You driving in that car?" Said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, the preacher going to throw you out of the union." In other words, I wasn't driving a car worthy of a pastor. You know, I was driving, I don't know if it was a Datsun or a Camry or whatever it was at the time. It was clean. I was happy. And I said to him, "You know, my son, you know, the one just graduated college, that's my Lexus. My daughter just graduated Syracuse University. Well, that's my BMW. And our adopted son that graduated from Lehigh, that's living down in South Carolina now, that's my Cadillac. I could have had a Lexus. I mean, we thank God Barbara's working and y'all pay me pretty good. Thank you, Jesus. I could have had a Lexus. Could have had a BMW, but we decided that it was more important for our kids to have an education. You have to sacrifice. You sacrifice for your kids." Love that doesn't require anything is not much. People that just give you a line. Because when you were a teenager, somebody tell you something, "Oh, baby, ooh." But my God, you're 40 now. You ought to be beyond that line. You got to show me some signs. You know that song they used to sing, "Show me some signs"? You young people, y'all don't know that song. Bible says, Jesus says to him, you know, "Love, I commend that you love one another. And if you love one another, you have to sacrifice for one another." And ultimately, the bottom line, and I'm about through here, the bottom line is that love is about relationships. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter what you have. We get our kids all confused about, they think that, you know, "You love me, you know. Somebody's parents must love them better because they got a nice car and a nice whatever." But it's not about, there's some parents that give people stuff because their relationship is terrible. But if you're rich in a relationship, you are rich indeed. If you've got a good relationship with your mom and your dad, no matter if you have the cheapest sneakers in the world, you are a blessed person. They sacrifice for you. They spend time for you. And you never, never, ever be ashamed of your parents because of what they don't have. Just because you got an iPhone and an iPad and can't read, it's better to have a parent that'll sit your butt down and say, "Get your homework." My mom is here today. Now, I can't tell you that I always liked every decision she made on my behalf. There were times when I didn't like it. And I'm sure there's times when she didn't like my little attitude. Probably still times, you know. You know, I don't remember my mom saying this to me, but I remember my grandparents telling me, boy, you're just smelling yourself. You can get an idea what that meant. But love, when you love one another, you have to decide that you're going to love the person. Even if you don't like what they're doing at this particular time, you have to decide. You choose to love. And you choose, because I love, to sacrifice, because you are working on a relationship. And your relationship is not just a fly-by-night relationship. And relationship requires work. I know I'm right. You're right, Jackson. You don't want to work? I tell people when they come in to get married, they say, well, you know, when you get tired of working on your relationship, you're through. You are through. And, you know, you've been, and there's some people who come in, you know, they want counseling and whatever. You know, people don't, they don't generally come into pastoral counseling until it's already too late. Do a miracle, Rev. I can't stand there, but do a miracle. I can't stand here, but just pray one of them prayers, please. My name is Greg, not Jesus. But when you can hear it in their voice, you can hear it. One of them will say, "I don't believe her. I don't believe him. I'm tired of working on it. Rev, I've been married for a whole 12 months. I'm tired. I'm just tired of this, and I'm tired of that, and I'm just tired." And I said, well, baby, if you're that tired, you're pretty much through. If you don't want to work, I can't work miracles. I got to work on my own relationship. I can't work miracles. You've got to invest time. And if you invest, relationships give you joy if you invest the time. But if you don't want to invest the time, all you got is a new car. Go sit in your car. Maybe that'll give you joy. Amen.